On the road with some key players out, the New England Patriots have begun the 2016-2017 season with a narrow 23-21 win over the Arizona Cardinals. Interim quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo threw for 264 yards and a touchdown. With us this morning from Arizona to talk about the game is ESPN sports writer Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike, and thanks for speaking with us so early after being up so late last night.
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So it was a game against a highly regarded team that a few people actually expected the Pats to win. No Tom Brady, no Rob Gronkowski. How did they do it? But first, let's talk about Jimmy Garoppolo's first start as quarterback. Before the game, he looked like a bunch of nerves on the sideline, even sniffing some smelling salts. When you asked him about that, here's what he said.
I get nervous before every game, whether it's Little League, college, here. I think that's a good thing, though. You know, if you don't get nervous, it doesn't mean that much to you.
And then tonight, when did those nerves subside for you?
Probably after the first hit. After you take that first hit, I mean, it's just football after that 100-yard field and 11-on-11. So, after that, you're just playing.
So, what kind of game did Garoppolo have?
He had an excellent game, Bob. He played with poise, composure, and he was clutch. When they needed a drive in the fourth quarter to score the points to go ahead, he drove them down the field with one beautiful play on third down and 15 yards to go, scrambling and connecting down the field to Danny Amendola for a 32-yard connection. And I remember before that play, I turned to someone in the press box and I said, these are the type of plays Tom Brady usually makes. Let's see if Garoppolo can make it. And he did.
So he made good decisions in a hurry, like really good quarterbacks have to do. Did he look comfortable in the role?
He did look comfortable in the role, specifically right off the bat. They got off to a strong start in the game, which was so important for him, scoring on their first drive of the game on a 37-yard touchdown pass to wide receiver Chris Hogan up the left sideline, and you could almost see, Bob, his confidence growing right after that first drive, getting off to that quick start.
How about the rest of the Pats offense? How'd they do?
Well, they did well, and it's really a credit to head coach Bill Belichick and his coaching staff. Josh McDaniels, their offensive coordinator who calls the plays, had a very nice game plan that really accentuated the strengths of Jimmy Garoppolo, like his athleticism and getting the ball out of his hands quickly so he didn't have to hold on to it and really read the field. They did a great job with the game plan to get Jimmy Garoppolo and the rest of the offense in a rhythm so they could play the best game that they did.
Other side of the football, the Patriots defense up against what appears to be one of the stronger offenses in the NFL, Arizona's, did they do well?
They did very well, and a key statistic to highlight is third down. You know, we talked a little bit about the Patriots' offense and why they were so good. 10 of 16 on third down, and the Patriots did a good job defensively against the Cardinals on third down, holding them to just 6 first downs in 12 attempts. And they made life hard on them for the most part. You know, they had some breakdowns, but they did enough. And we knew that they would have to play that well because the Patriots usually can score in the 30s. With Jimmy Garoppolo, they were a little below that, but the defense was stingy.
Mike Reese covers the Patriots for ESPN and ESPN.com and will provide analysis for the Patriots games after they play on Sundays here on WBUR. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you.